Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do-it-yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
This is a News.com newsflash.
Could wine collectors be forced to open their storage lockers because of a potential shortage? News.com has learned about the latest potential effect of climate change, taking wrath on grapes. A new study warns if current temperature trends continue, as much as 70% of the world's top wine-producing areas could become unusable. A key number in the concern about climate change is 1.5. Activists want countries to commit to limiting current global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit, above temperature averages in the 19th century. The wine warning presumes a larger increase of 2 degrees Celsius, 3.6°F, according to ABC News, an increase that large can change the nature of grapes. Specifically, the quality at harvest could be different. The size of a harvest could drop as well. The study published Tuesday, March 26 in the journal Nature Reviews Earth and Environment says evidence of warmer temperatures is already obvious. In most wine-growing regions around the globe, grape harvests have advanced by 2 to 3 weeks over the past 40 years, it notes. The study, which is a review of many other studies, goes on to break down the potential loss by region. Overall, the net suitable area for wine production in California could decline by up to 50% by the end of the 21st century, the report warns. About 90% of traditional wine regions in coastal and lowland regions of Spain, Italy, Greece, and Southern California could be at risk of disappearing by the end of the century, researchers say. The risk is not only due to temperature, but excessive drought, the study adds. It notes irrigation can combat that. Growing temperature is important when it comes to producing grapes for wine. When temperatures are too low, wines tend to exhibit a green and acidic profile, the report explains. But if they're too high, wines possess high alcohol and low acidity levels, featuring cooked fruit aromas rather than fresh fruit aromas, the researchers said. The report admits there likely will be winners and losers from climate change. As the heat makes some places bad for growing grapes for wine, others could become perfect. For instance, the wine country of Northern California's Napa Valley could shift north and east to Idaho and Montana. In the Netherlands and in Northern Europe, where people never considered really growing wine grapes, people are now starting to consider it, study co-author Greg Gambetta with Bordeaux Sciences Agro said. Gambetta noted grapes for wine already grow in a wide range of climates and locations, from the deserts of Israel, for example, all the way to tropical regions. Grapes are a major cash crop around the world. The study notes only potatoes and tomatoes bring more income per year to producers. Only about half of all grape production worldwide is specifically for wine. The study estimates 43% of the fruit is sold as fresh grapes, while 8% becomes raisins.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Unfiltered.
Unfiltered.
News.com.
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 News.